KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Michael Schneider of IndieWire and Variety. Michael, you and I have both been in New York this week doing the upfronts. I'm back. You're still there. The upfronts, of course, are when the major, well, all television channels at some point present their new shows. This past week has been the big broadcast networks. And, you know, everybody talks about how TV is a changing model and it's all going to be going away because the kids don't really watch network television. But, you know, about $9 billion worth of business will still be done, and the networks are still flexing. In fact, flexing maybe a little more this year than they have in years past about their ability to gather those big audiences.
Yeah, and as CBS honcho Leslie Moonves likes to say, broadcast is still the best game in town. It still gets those large audiences in a way that digital can't, and that was a big message this week at the networks. But also something else that's interesting is it's a little back to the future for the networks. I think that they're sort of looking back at the glory days of when they were mass and bringing back a lot of titles that we're familiar with, everything from MacGyver at CBS to a number of movie remakes, but also sort of returning to the age of procedural dramas, multi-camera sitcoms, bringing back a little bit of what people really liked and watched for years on broadcast
TV.
Yeah,
old school. You know, Fox has Lethal Weapon. They're trying to recapture that chemistry between Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. We'll see how that goes. You know, this has been tried before. The last time Fox had Minority Report based on that movie with Tom Cruise, and it died an instant death.
Yeah, and CBS had Rush Hour this past year, so it's fascinating that the networks are going to the movie well yet again, quite a bit. Training Day at CBS, Taken at NBC. So, you know, it's all about IP. It's you heard those two initials a lot this week, too. Intellectual property, because, of course, these days with 400 shows on the air every year, it's tough to break through the clutter, make any sort of noise, get any sort of marketing out there. So if you have a familiar title or something that people love from the past, then you've already got a leg up.
So let's talk a little bit about the shows that seemed promising. You know, you never know because these are clips. They're played in really big venues. You know, CBS is at Carnegie Hall and ABC is at Lincoln Center. These are packed with advertisers checking these clips out, and they're not really predictive. Like, a clip can look better or worse than the ultimate result. But I think we both agree that a couple of these shows looked very promising. I'll start with ABC's Designated Survivor. Kiefer Sutherland stars as a cabinet member who becomes president when there's a massive attack, and pretty much everybody in Washington is dead, and suddenly he is the president of the United States. That seemed to get a great reaction for ABC in the room at Lincoln Center.
Yeah, and speaking of Kiefer, he's not on the new 24 legacy, but it's a whole new cast at Fox. And, you know, they're keeping the idea alive of real-time drama. It's another terrorist attack. But this time, Corey Hawkins and Miranda Otto are the two stars. That looked great. And Fox has such high hopes for it that it's actually going to premiere it after the Super Bowl next February.
That tells you something. On the other end of the spectrum, I think you and I both looked very dimly at Imaginary Mary. This is Jenna Elfman. There are a lot of people who come back and come back and come back in these shows. They're TV people, and she's one of them. But this thing, she has an imaginary friend played by Rachel Dratch. I think we both thought it looked pretty unwatchable.
High concept comedies are always tough. That and also Downward Dog, which features a talking dog also on ABC.
Yeah.
That looks like a tough sell as well.
Gotta have a talking dog to see if it can finally work. That's Michael Schneider of IndieWire and Variety. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.